The indications is that this is most likely to be an accident because the area where we are, there are other installations, government installations and offices, I believe. And the indications, according to our colleagues and the reports we have received, is that the bombings were by accident and they were, the UN wasn't targeted. The bombing did hit our radio room and one of our generators. As far as the casualties concerned, there is no report of any casualties as a result of this bombing. So we didn't have any casualties to report following this bombing.
Will you be making representation to the Sudanese government about this?
While we are in the process of looking into this bombing and looking into the details of it, but of course this will be and is already reported to our office HQ in York about this incident, and we will have more details and information later in the day today.
Are there any concerns about your ongoing safety? Do you think this may lead to calls to actually pull the mission out of the area?
We are, of course, concerned about these bombings, not only for the safety of our staff, which is a priority, but also for the civilians, all the civilians who are there. We are monitoring the situation in terms of security and in terms also of protection of civilians to see how we can help and provide assistance. As you know, the mission doesn't have a mandate beyond the relations or on the relations between Sudan and South Sudan. Our mandate is, of course, in South Sudan. But in terms of staff as well as civilians, we are, of course, concerned about the ongoing fightings. And we call for the parties to the conflict to respect the protection of civilians and the security and the rights to leave both sides in security and safety manner.